8 o'clock in the morning.
Brad, he's in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair. He's got a great website. I mean, when it comes to technology, if you're looking for expert advice, then I urge you to visit Lon.tv. He's based right here in Connecticut. Lon Seidman, our guest. Lon, welcome to Brad and Dan.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Lon, let's start, because there are people out there who might not know what we're talking about, but to me, I think this is an exciting way of computing. It's been around for a while, but I think it's a safe way as far as computing and avoiding viruses and all that other stuff, and that's a Chromebook. So let's start there. How about explaining to our audience what a Chromebook is?
Sure. So what it is an inexpensive computer. In fact, some you can get for around $200 or less. And when you turn it on, it loads up a web browser, and that is pretty much all it does. So it doesn't have any, you can install some applications on it. We can get to some of the things, the advanced things you can do with it. But by its default configuration, it's a computer that turns on and boots up a Google Chrome web browser and nothing else.
Now, let me explain for our audience, and Brad, so you know what we're talking about. You can go on. I've got a PC right here.
Yeah, I know.
I can pick several web browsers here. I can pick a Google Chrome. I could pick Edge, which is Microsoft's web browser. I could use Mozilla, which is Firefox. There's several web browsers out there. But, Lon, with a Chromebook, all you get is access to that one web browser, right?
That's correct. And everything is, and you know, you have to be comfortable with this. Everything that you do with the computer is essentially also stored on Google's server. So if you ever have a problem with it, you can get another one, and it will put you back right where you left off.
Now, is there a guarantee on this of any kind?
It depends on who you buy it from. Most come with a warranty. The one that I like right now is the Chromebook Plus from Samsung. That one costs about $400, but it feels like a nice laptop, and it doesn't feel like it's compromised in any way. And I think there's probably a year or two warranty on that one. Typically, the same warranty you'd see on a regular computer you'll get with one of these.
Now, I saw that review. What makes this exciting is, first of all, it's lightweight, correct?
Yes, very lightweight. Has very good battery life. It has a these computers are optimized for that single task. So as a result, they don't need as much high-end horsepower to make it work, which means it consumes less power.
You can also fold it, so you can turn it into a tablet if you want, right?
That's right. That's right. And one of the things that Google is doing with the Chromebook platform is they're allowing you to install Android apps onto it now as well. So there are some things you can install that you might be already using on your phone or your tablet that you can also get onto your Chromebook now. Still in a beta phase, so it's not quite yet polished, but it does support that.
So let's convince Brad Davis, who does not own a computer.
Okay.
Let's convince Brad
why
he would like a Chromebook.
Well, I think if you're afraid of a computer that might get virused, if you have concerns that, you know, after 3 or 4 months that the computer stops working properly, one of the nice things about Chromebooks, because they do so little, in the sense as to what they actually run, they tend to just work. I got one for my mother about 2.5-3 years ago, and she calls me about other things, but she hasn't called me about the computer all that time.
Brad, I mean, this would be right up your alley.
Well, that's what I'd get.
Sam, because Samsung also came out with the Pro,
is this
right?
Samsung?
Samsung.
Oh, Samsung, I mean.
Yeah, they have a Pro now also, and that one's more expensive. It has a faster processor, and you know, I think for you know the basics, which is just browsing the web, watching some videos, doing email, doing word processing, I think the Plus is more than adequate.
And Lon, how much does this weigh?
I think it's about 2.5 pounds, if that.
That's all.
That's it, Brad. You could put it in your briefcase.
Oh my God!
That briefcase that was from the 1920s that you carry around.
Yeah, I've had it since 1920.
Yeah.
I take a lot of kidding, but it doesn't bother me.
But Lon, just to be clear, Samsung isn't the only company that manufactures Chromebooks, right?
That's correct. Yeah, most of the major manufacturers have a Chromebook in their line. So Lenovo, Dell, everybody out there has a Chromebook that is pretty functional. What I liked about what Samsung did is that they built something that was unique for the platform. So a lot of other manufacturers are taking, you know, perhaps a low-end Windows computer and making it a Chromebook, Samsung, at least on the Plus, did a little more to it that I think makes it a nice computer for the platform, and I think the price is reasonable also for it.
Can I give your address? Is your address websitelawn.tv?
That's right. Yep, that'll take you right to my YouTube channel. I've reviewed probably over a couple dozen Chromebooks at this point, so you can search for Chromebook and you'll see a whole bunch of reviews on them.
Wow.
But would you rate Samsung as the best of the Chromebooks that you've rated?
At the moment, yeah. I mean, it, every day there's something new, and my opinions change as things develop. But right now, from what I've seen, and this is from the standpoint of bang for the buck, I think the Plus right now is the one to beat. And because Samsung really took a focus on making a Chromebook unique for the platform, and I think they
now longevity. So many computers today. You see somebody with a computer, and 2 months later, he or she's got to buy another one because of something's changed. How about that?
So they guarantee that a Chromebook will work or be kept up to date for, I think, 2 or 3 years at least.
Wow.
Yeah, so and because they're so limited in what they do, I think you'll be okay there. And the other thing that's been happening, and I've been following PCs now very, very closely for the last 4.5, 5 years that have been, a hobbyist forever, I've not seen the changes that we used to see 10 or 15 years ago in that, a computer you buy today, if you get one in the mid to high level range, is still going to be relevant 3 or 4 years from now because the platforms have really matured to a point where...
That's always been one of my big beefs.
Yeah.
It seems, I've known people, it seems they're buying them all the time. So that's what, but Chromebook is the one then, as far as you're concerned.
I think if people are looking for a computer and are concerned about all the security issues and other things, and they're okay with putting a lot of their stuff into Google, I think it's a very good choice to make, and one that I think will not have the maintenance issues that you'll deal with other types of computers. And a lot of schools now are issuing them to kids.
That's right.
Wow.
And, they have these one-to-one Chromebook programs, and if the kid loses a laptop or something happens to it, it's a very swift replacement. There's you can no longer make the excuse that the dog ate the homework because Google's backing it all up. So.
That's right. Oh, Lon, this is terrific. Quickly, better to buy it online or go into a retail outlet and get one?
I it's funny because, we're such an online world now, but I think for a personal choice like a computer, it's often good to try it out first, and going to a retailer might be a good place to go and make sure that it's going to do what you need it to do.
Lon, great job. Thanks for spending some time with us again. The website, lon.tv. We'll talk again down the road, Lon.
Absolutely.
Hey, thank you, Lon.
Thank you.
I learned a lot this morning.
How about that?
Thank you.